Herbert made his announcement during his monthly news conference Thursday morning.
I'm here to announce that after a thorough analysis, that I believe it is good policy, and that this new policy will in fact save lives. I think it will move us closer to having safer streets and a better environment for us to, in fact, to conduct our business and raise our families and enjoy the beauties and wonders of Utah. Therefore, I intend to sign House Bill 155 with some caveats.
Those caveats include holding a special session of the legislature this summer to look at what Herbert calls some areas of improvement in the bill. He said he believes more consideration needs to be given on how the new standard is enforced. And since the new law wouldn't take effect for another year and a half, lawmakers can look at how to improve all aspects of Utah's drunk driving laws, from the definition of impaired driving or distracted driving and the punishments involved, especially for repeat offenders. Herbert said he's not worried about the new law perpetuating a perception that Utah has weird liquor laws.
If we look at the world, certainly we're not weird compared to the rest of the population of the world. 85% of the world's population live under a .05, and nobody says they're weird. Nobody says, well, go up to Canada. They're weird up in Canada. We don't see anybody not going to Rome in Italy or Paris, France, and other destinations and say, well, they're weird because they have a .05. This has to do with not alcohol consumption, but actually alcohol consumption coupled with getting out on the road behind a 2,000-pound automobile and endangering not only your own life, but others.
And he bristled when a reporter alleged the new law was the work of Utah's dominant culture.
I know there are going to be people who are going to try to say this is a religious issue, and that's just absolutely false. This is a public safety issue. You can drink as much as you want, but once you get past a couple of drinks, you ought not to be getting behind the wheel of an automobile.
Herbert said there was a good reason for Utah to be the first to lower the DUI threshold to .05. Our roads are getting more crowded.
Our roads are congested and getting more so. In spite of the hundreds of millions of dollars we're putting into road transportation and mass transit, we still have the challenges of more congestion on the roads. More than ever before, it's important for us to do what we can to make sure we can travel safely down our roads and highways.
The governor said there's no data to prove the new law would hurt tourism. He even suggested that Utah can use the new law to entice visitors.
In fact, I think there's an opportunity for us to take our state as part of our branding and say, come and enjoy the hospitality of Utah, the beauties of the outdoors here, the wonders and friendly people, and come and enjoy yourself in a state that has a crime rate that's half the national average, and where we have very safe streets. Again, time will tell, I guess, whether we have any impact, but I think it's how we, in fact, message to the world. There's no reason why we can't, in fact, tell people about the wonders of Utah, and guess what, we're the safest place in America now to come and visit.
Herbert said the special session of the legislature to discuss the new drunk driving law would take place later this summer, probably in August or September. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.